Army suspends retired general from contract after snarky tweet to Jill Biden. By Christina Wong on July 9, 2022. The Army suspended a retired three-star general and Silver Star recipient for a sarcastic tweet to First Lady Jill Biden, according to reports. USA Today first reported Saturday that the Army has suspended retired Lieutenant General Gary Volsky from his contract mentoring soldiers and put him under investigation after a snarky tweet to Jill Biden. Biden tweeted on June 24, 2022. For nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make our own decisions about our bodies. Today, that right was stolen from us. And while we may be devastated by this injustice, we will not be silent. We will not sit back as the progress we have already won slips away. Volsky tweeted in response to her, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is." His sarcastic comment was in reference to Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson declining, during her nomination hearing, to define what a woman is, since she is not a biologist. This prompted mocking from Republicans. The tweet sparked outrage from woke veterans and members of the military on Twitter. Army Lieutenant General Theodore Martin, who frequently interacts with such members on Twitter and is commander of the Combined Arms Center, suspended Volsky pending the outcome of the inquiry, according to the report. Volsky, who received the military's third highest honor for valor in combat as a commander in the Iraq War, had been a senior mentor to senior military officers, staff and students participating in war games, according to USA Today. Meanwhile, the Army is far more lenient when it comes to currently serving soldiers tweeting politically charged sentiments. As Breitbart News reported recently, some soldiers questioned their oaths of enlistment and loyalty to the country after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, with some soldiers tweeting they were embarrassed to put on their uniform. One Army captain tweeted, "I'm supposed to defend this country?" One Army medic, whose bio said my account absolutely reflects the DOD, said in a video she posted on TikTok. "How am I supposed to swear to support and defend the Constitution and a country that treats its women like second-class citizens? How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that with pride? How am I supposed to do that with love and honor? How am I supposed to wake up every day and put on a freaking uniform that says United States Army when the United States doesn't even give a rat's ass about me? It gives more of a rat's ass about the guns they're allowed to buy that kill the children that I'm forced to give birth to. Think about that." The Army responded that soldiers can tweet their opinions, even if politically charged, as long as they do not mention a candidate or a political party or threaten good order and discipline in the workplace. Breitbart News has reached out to the Army for comment, and is awaiting a response. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.